Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a trade deadline day on the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, like Reese, Marks and Reed Trade Center. 4 o'clock, 2 hours from right now, is when the trade deadline hits. Up until then, we'll bring you every rumor, every move. You don't want to go anywhere. And just about 15 minutes ago, the Eagles, it was announced by Golden Tate that the Eagles have traded for wide receiver Golden Tate from Detroit for a third-round draft pick. Ike,
say what?
What is up? So we're getting ready for the show, mm-hmm. and we're both agreeing, like, listen, Howie's got to make a move. He's got to be aggressive. He just can't say, I tried, I can't do it, because then what you're telling me is, yeah, we don't think this team can win this year. Nah, I mean, you know, we're not out of it, but we don't think this team can win. He went out, and he improved the team today with Golden Tate. He really, really did.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and we'll get into the particulars of it and how he'll fit in, and we'll get to looking at some Golden Tate numbers and sort of see how he's going to help this team. But if he's the Golden Tate that I remember and that we all pretty much know from reputation and playing against him a couple times, he's a damn good wide receiver. Veteran, reliable, tough, goes over the middle. Probably his number one trademark as a wide receiver is his yards after catch. I don't know if he had a little bit of running back in his background at Notre Dame or what have you, but I know he wasn't a natural receiver. So I think he does have a little bit of running back in his background. So that obviously makes him a good.
Yeah, because he's not a tall dude.
No, he's 5'9", he's thick, yep. and he's one of those guys that's hard to bring down. Kind of built like an Anquan Boldin. Type of wide receiver. So at 30 years old, we'll see what he has left in the tank. But I got to tell you, Johnny Marks, you know, you mentioned us in the pre-show figuring out what we're going to do coming in. And I know my thought process was, listen, I know how he's trying to make something happen. It takes two to tangle. And I won't fault him if nothing happens because I don't think it'll be because of a lack of effort.
Right.
But had they not made any type of significant move, my thought process was, yeah, you may win the NFC East because, quite frankly, that may only take 9 wins, 10 mm-hmm. wins to get done. But you got a 50-50 chance, if not greater, depending on who your matchup would be, if you made the playoffs, of losing that playoff game in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So although you would have made it to the playoffs, I don't think we would have been there very long had the team stayed as we saw it Sunday in London. Adding a guy like Golden Tate to this offense, giving Carson Wentz another weapon, a red zone threat, another big body that he can rely on. If they can get him acclimated to the offense and get him in here, mm-hmm. I tell you, this is what we needed, along with the running back situation. So I'm not giving up on that yet. We still got 2 hours.
Yeah, that's where I am right now. Ike is
Scott in Buffalo. We may be able to pull out.
I love the move. Mm-hmm. Howie gave up for Golden Tate's a free agent after this season. So in theory, you could get a compensation pick based on what you do in free agency, based on where he goes if he goes anywhere. I would have to think that Howie has eyes on re-signing him. Mm. He brings a certain toughness. If you watch the games, like I like Golden Tate a lot. He's got good speed. He can be a deep threat, but he's a guy that has energy and attitude. Which is something this team could use right now. It really needed a spark. And I think Golden Tate can be that guy. I love the trade, but I hope he's not done. Because you need more. You may need some help on defense.
Yeah, I mean, look. You look at his numbers through 7 games that he's played in. He had 44 catches, right? He got 44 catches on 69 targets, 517 yards. He's never going to be a big yards per catch guy, 11.8. He got 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can use that. You can add that. I don't think anybody else on this roster has 44 catches.
No.
Right? I mean, I know Zach does.
Zach does, but yeah. Nelson might, but it's for 100 yards.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
No, I mean, really, and you look the long-term view, which we'll do, but this can't be good for Nelson Agholor if they decide that they want to re-sign Golden Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one thing I saw on Twitter.
Maybe it lights a fire for Nelson.
Maybe
it
does.
Hey, man, listen, when you bring a guy like Golden Tate in here, everybody in the meeting room stands up and takes notice. You didn't just sign anybody. You signed somebody with a name. who was a Pro Bowl, former Pro Bowl wide receiver at one point.
He's a higher volume catch guy than anybody the Eagles have had on their roster in a long time. You're talking about a guy that can get 90 grabs a year.
I would say ever, John.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
90 catches a year?
Yeah. No, you're right. He really is. He's a high volume guy that he can almost, I see him being Wentz's guy. Because Alshon, you already know the chemistry that they have. But, you know, Tate can be the guy that's getting 7-8 balls a game.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of catches, and he can be that guy. I love it. Now, let me give you the other side. And we already have the call from Raheem that we'll get to. Too high of a pick. It's an expiring contract. He can walk after this season. People saying too high of a pick. SB Nation, the website on Twitter, says, when you see the Eagles ship the third-round pick for Golden Tate while the Cowboys gave up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, and then they have a gif of people laughing eating a potato chip.
At the Eagles?
Yeah.
Or at the Cowboys?
I would think for the Eagles, for a third-round pick, right?
Older receiver, half-year rental.
Or are they laughing at the...
I don't know, but here's the thing. If they're going to get, if he walks, right, if they're going to get a third-round compensatory pick in return, I mean, you're basically...
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you just rented the guy for the rest of the year.
Here's the thing.
Get the third-round pick back.
And I want Eagles fans sounding off right now. 888-729-9494. It's the trade deadline special. Ben, we're calling it the Marks and Reese Trade Center. You have
I like that.
Sound effects and stuff.
I like it a lot.
Right. So when there's something happens, we'll break it to you like that. We have the breaking news sounder, but you can bring that down.
I was waiting on Jan Gorham to say something.
Right?
When I heard that.
Or Rob Cherry coming up. So we have an hour and 52 minutes left until the trade deadline. Golden Tate's won.
We're back!
I have to think that you're still a little bit short. Right, still, but it helps.
At the running back position.
It's a good start. Some names that are out there right now that were being kind of thrown out there by the usual suspects. Golden Tate last night, Rap Sheet had this, the Patriots were sniffing around. And Golden Tate responded back and said, what you talking about, Willis?
Uh-huh.
And then he was questioning it, and then it gets done. So Rap Sheet had good information. So here's the trade names that are being thrown out there. DeSean Jackson, Emmanuel Sanders, you would think that they're going to be out on a wide receiver
now.
Yeah,
that's over with now, yeah.
Ty Montgomery, who really is a running back at this point, and he screwed up the other night and brought the kick out of the end zone. You in on Ty Montgomery? Huh?
Yeah, I would be in on Ty Montgomery.
You would be?
Yep.
That'd have to be a late round pick, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think they would be giving up anything high for Ty Montgomery. But, yeah, if Green Bay is looking to move on from Ty Montgomery – and they're willing to take a 6th-round pick for him, I'm all in.
Janoris Jenkins from the Giants, cornerback. Bradley Roby, also a name being mentioned from the Broncos. Chris Harris as well from the Broncos. Dante Fowler, Bruce Irvin, a pass rusher. Jamie Collins, doesn't seem like a great fit. But there are some names out there. You know, it's what you saw today is guys the teams know they're either going to cut or they're not going to re-sign in the offseason are getting dealt at the deadline, similar to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I love it.
It's great.
I love it that teams are willing to do it. It gives teams that are in a position like the Eagles who want to add something to what they have, and their season clearly isn't over with yet. But like I said, you need willing trading partners to be able to acquire the level of talent that's being moved around the NFL this year, veterans, proven players. I love it. I love the fact that Howie has said that he's going all in. He's not going to be foolish and reckless in making some of these transactions. But the idea that we're going to rest on our laurels, that the fact they won the Super Bowl last year and we get a pass this year to not really try to go out there and compete, and we'll just put the guys out there that we have available to us and let the chips fall where they may, I am so thankful for a GM that isn't going to do that. This is a football season that is far from over. This division is still here for the taking. You got two teams that sit above the rest of the NFC that aren't unbeatable. They aren't unbeatable. If you watch the Rams Sunday night, the Rams can be had.
They aren't
unbeatable. And as long as you got a quarterback, the caliber of an Aaron Rodgers, a Carson Wentz, you're going to be in every game. So playing a team like the Rams does not scare me. We'll go out there and take over their stadium, just like Green Bay did, just like we did last year. So I'm not worried about them. And the Saints, we're going to get our first shot at the Saints in a couple of weeks, and I'll see how we stack up against them. Because, see, now the Wentz wagon has another tool in his box. He got something
else.
Got
another weapon.
He got another weapon that if we have to go win a shootout somewhere, okay, then we'll go win a shootout.
And how do you do it in the NFL in 2018, Ike?
You got to throw the ball, baby.
And that's what
Put the ball in the air.
Doesn't it seem like Howie says, I'd rather have the wide receiver than going out and getting such and such running back? I'd rather have Golden Tate than a Carlos Hyde. I'd rather have Golden Tate than one of these other running backs.
I still think he's interested in a running back, but like I said, you got to have another team to dance with. You got to have another team to dance with.
So 2019 draft picks, Ike. Mm-hmm. This was a third this year, Ben. That was official. It's a third rounder this year. That's what we're thinking. So now for next year, you have a 1 and 2 2s. You have 1 4. You have 2 5s, 3 6s, and 2 7s. And a lot of those are projected comp picks, right? So you don't have a third. So you have 1 2 2s and a fourth, unless you're talking about a fourth or a fifth round pick. How about this name that Golden Tate's now been traded? How about LeGarrette? If they're already selling off pieces, the Lions, for draft picks, and I think a third got their attention, I actually give Howie credit for giving a third. Because the fourth, they're saying, "Nah, we're still a pretty good team. We can get back in this, right?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Nah, we'll take the third and we'll walk because we don't think so." Now get LeGarrette. Now get LeGarrette Blount in here. Give up a sixth or a seventh.
Well, they got to be willing to give him up.
Yep, you're right. You're right. But go get him.
They got to be willing to give him up. I haven't given up on the Shady deal yet.
Well, an hour
until it's 4 o'clock.
Hour and 46 minutes left, Ike.
I need Buffalo to blink.
All right, let's get this started. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on a Trade Center day. What else will they do? Do you like it? Too high of a draft pick? I say hell no. I would have been mad if I would have found out that he could have given up a third and didn't. And said, no, it's a fourth or nothing, and the Lions didn't make the trade. Howie showed you why they consider him traitor Howie, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
He got it done. We'll discuss coming up next. 888-729-9494. Don't go anywhere. We'll bring every rumor to you leading up to 4 o'clock in the trade deadline. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.